So let's review. After completing the discussion of neder shehut miktsasa huta kulay, a neder which is partially nullified becomes completely nullified, the Gemara proceeds with the next Mishnah. Nidri einsin. Someone placed a neder on his friend to compel him to perform a task, and he was prevented from fulfilling the task due to einus. This is the fourth of the arba nedarim shetir chacham, the four nedarim that are not effective and do not even require hetel chacham. Zak the Mishnah nidri einsin. Someone wants his friend to dine with him and says, "You shall be forbidden to benefit from me if you do not come and dine with me." And the friend was subsequently prevented from fulfilling this task due to an oinus, circumstances beyond his control. For example, he or his son got sick, or he couldn't cross a river. The neder is not effective because, as the Ran explains, lava died to the hachi adre. The neder did not intend for a neder when there was an einus. The Gemara continues with a discussion of a tainus einus regarding another halacha. Hahu gavur de atre zachvasi beveidina. V'amar iloy asina atlas in yemen. Levatlan hanizach v'soy isnus v'loyasa. There was a baldin that had a dispute in Bezdin, in which he requested 30 days to bring proofs for his claim. Bezdin granted his request on condition that he brings his documents and available proofs to Bezdin during the 30 days, to prevent him from evading Bezdin. When he brought his other proofs, he added, "If I do not return to Bezdin within 30 days, these proofs shall be considered void." And he did not return within the given time because of an einus situation. Rav Huna says, "Batel zachvase." His shtar zechiris are void because, as the Ran explains, this case is not comparable to the Mishnah's case of einus because havelei lasnuye. The Baldin should have considered his potential loss and not offered to void his zechuyos. Or he should have stipulated that the shtar zechuyos are not void in an einus situation. However, in the Mishnah's case, like alal died to einus, the Madr certainly did not want a neder in the case of einus. Rava says, loy batel zachvase, because this is comparable to the Mishnah's case of einus, because a died to dahachi le'amar. The Baldin did not intend to surrender his shtar zechuyos in an einus situation. The Gemara points out two other cases of einus which are also not comparable to our Mishnah. The Gemara asks, according to Rav Huna, who ruled batel zachvase, why are his shtar zechuyos void? Asmachtahi. His commitment of batel zachvase, if he does not return, was based on asmachta. He relied on his ability to return within 30 days. And Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Huda that asmachta loikanya. A commitment of asmachta is not binding. The Gemara explains, Shani Hacha de Amal Levatlan Zachvase. There are no issues of Asmachta here because his commitment was meant as a Haidah. He's admitting that his claims are false if he does not return within the 30 days. Asmachta Leikanya is only in a case similar to a Mekach, a transaction, in which the commitment is not binding. The Gemara concludes, Vehelchas Asmachta Kanya. The Baldin is committed to his Haidah of Bitl Zchusei when three conditions are met. He was able to return within 30 days. It was not an einus situation, because in an einus situation, he makes a kinyan for his aida, because without a kinyan, he made his commitment for aida in a noteworthy bezdin. As the Ran explains, there is no concern for a retraction with a tainus asmachta to le mechayech bebeidina. He would not cause a mockery of a Bezdin Chashuv.